At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
If you're like many people, you may be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in this country experienced mental illness last year. Yet, far too many fail to receive the support they need. Carillon Behavioral Health is doing something about it. They understand that behavioral health is a key part of whole health, delivering compassionate care that treats physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Carillon Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here. Spent a lot of time first hour talking about Phil Mickelson. We talked to Reggie Miller, bring back some of his comments. He compared to what Phil Mickelson did yesterday to what Kobe did in his final NBA game, which is really interesting. We'll bring that back, what Reggie had to say, the comparisons between those two. Obviously, there's an age difference there, but just that feeling you get when you get in the zone, you get in the moment there. And you saw that yesterday with Phil. He fed off the crowd, hit big shots. And Phil's usually his worst enemy, but he seemed patient. He was in the moment there. A lot of times you have so much ability that you don't think your way through a course or a game or a sporting event. You have to. When you get older, you have to think a little bit more. And when you're young, you just swing. You just go. You know, basketball, football, baseball, the same way. It's that player who's a little bit older, is seasoned, and they should use their experience. And you saw that with Phil. Nick Faldo, who, like Phil, has won 6 majors. Sir Nick Faldo will join us coming up in about 20 minutes. NBA playoffs, Sunday winners, 76ers, Suns, Hawks, Grizzlies. Tonight you have the Heat and the Bucks and the Blazers and the Nuggets. There were all sorts of cool storylines in the opening days of the NBA playoffs. Trae Young coming up big at Madison Square Garden. Damian Lillard leading the Blazers past the Nuggets. The big three of the Nets, a postseason debut. But right now, LeBron and the Lakers seem to be the focal point, either positive or negative. It started out this weekend with the report that he was at a promotional event for his tequila brand and might have to sit out for COVID reasons. Well, it didn't happen. The NBA wasn't going to do that. But then the Lakers dropped their series opener against the Suns, Devin Booker played great. And I know that we overreact to that first game. Let me wait till game two. I always say, wait till game two, and now if you're down 0-2, now we have some concerns. No reason to panic yet, but it's the way they played that concerned me. LeBron started out great and then disappeared. Anthony Davis didn't start out, didn't end well. And this is where the rest of the lineup has to come through. But LeBron's got to take it upon himself. Now, hopefully you're healthy enough and you're able to do this. But, you know, the COVID thing, like, come on. You got to be smarter than that. You're out there with Drake and your, you know, promotional opportunity with your tequila brand. Really? But I've been saying you got to catch the Lakers early because you got LeBron missing time with the ankle injury and Anthony Davis is not 100%. By the way, Anthony Davis' best game of the season came a couple of weeks ago against the Phoenix Suns. He doesn't look anywhere near what he did a couple of weeks ago. If Phoenix keeps it rolling, this is going to be all LeBron all the time if they bow out. But if you're the Phoenix Suns, you're expected to win. In their minds, they're like, yes, we're a better team. We've been more consistent. We're healthier. We have home court advantage here. Let's wait until after game two. Then I think we'll have a conversation. It's the same thing with what Memphis did to Utah. Is Donovan Mitchell going to play game two? I pick Portland to beat Denver. I would never pick against Damian Lillard. Not in a moment like that. The Hawks against the Knicks. I picked the Hawks to beat the Knicks. Trae Young had a big moment there in the Garden. And when the Garden, you know you've arrived when the Garden acknowledges you. And they were chanting. Here is Trae Young after the win against the New York Knicks in the Garden.
I think it was, you've been in the biggest stages. I mean, when you're in a zone and everybody's chanting F you. I don't know if any of y'all had that, but I've had it a couple of times. I had it in college, and I had it again tonight. So, I mean, it got real quiet at the end. And for me, I wanted to hear those FU chants again.
That's pretty good. And he's a kid. That's what's interesting. When you look at today's NBA players, like Luka feels old at 23, right? Jason Tatum, I think, is 24. This is when stars, like Larry Bird is just starting his NBA career at this age. And I think he might have been 23. Like they're just starting. Like Trae Young is 22. Like Luka's what, 22?
Yeah, he just turned 22.
Yes. Like that's amazing. But it feels like they've been around a long time.
Well, Luka's got the old man game on top of that.
Yes. Well, so does Jokic. Yes, Eden.
That's got to be a real, like, I made it moment for Trae Young.
Yeah.
You're in Madison Square Garden. They're chanting F-U at you, and you sink a game winner. Like, that's it. I've arrived. I'm on my way.
Yeah, Paul.
Jokic should be wearing, low-top New Balance and, like, jean shorts out there.
But you know what Portland's game plan is? To let him score. Just don't let him be a facilitator. Don't let him rack up assists because he's a wonderful passer there. And they did a good job in game one. Yeah, McClellan.
Is the NBA in a little trouble? If the Lakers, I know it's one game and you can't, but if they lose this, the West is all of a sudden looking a little parched.
Well, it's wide open, as we like to say.
It is, right?
Yeah. Hey, maybe the Clippers act like they're supposed to. But in game one, I just don't. Who's the guy that you have to stop in game one? You have two of the best wing defenders in basketball, or so I'm reminded all the time. The Clippers drive me crazy.
You come in every Monday.
I just, you know, because remember we had that period where you had talking heads, analysts, radio hosts trying to tell everybody that Kawhi's a better player. He's past LeBron. No, he hasn't. Where is Kawhi? We love when he plays well. I like when he had great numbers. And I go, well, those are LeBron's career averages. You let Doc Rivers go. You're running out of excuses. And you got to stop Luka. And I'm watching this, and you got two of the best wing defenders, and you're guarding a guy on the wing, and you can't stop him. And it's not one of those where you go, God, that guy out there, he seems to be doing pretty well. Like, you can't be surprised. And the whole Patrick Beverley, and he's a pest on Luke. Luke is going, you got to be kidding me. But you got the best wing defenders. Isn't it time somebody? When Jordan and Pippen were in their prime, there was nobody better on the perimeter. Like, those were lockdown defenders. These two, I'm still waiting. Feels like a lot of people have the combination for that lockdown defense. Like 18 to the right, 19 over here, 22. Oh, it's a triple-double for Luka Doncic. But game two, how about we guard Luka? Now, do I think that those players are going to continue, the supporting cast? I don't know. But the Clippers have a great opportunity here. Look, you mailed it in against Oklahoma City. You wanted Dallas. You didn't want to be in the side of the bracket with the Lakers. Okay, you got all this strategy here. Let's see it. And if they do produce, I don't want to hear from you. Hey, do you see what they did? They're supposed to produce. A guy whose nickname is Playoff P? I think the L is silent. It's just Payoff P. And Kawhi, okay, he's got two titles. Yes, wonderful. What he did in Toronto, wonderful. That's in the scrapbook here. How about we do something else? How about we take control? How about we have one of those great nights that great players do? That's what I'm waiting for. And maybe I've overrated them. Maybe that's what it is, that we keep thinking, okay, well, they got Kawhi Leonard. Okay. They got Paul George. Okay. Like, what else do they have? And don't say Serge Ibaka. Oh, that Patrick Beverley's a pest. Okay. I just don't think we hold Kawhi accountable the way we do LeBron. And everybody was just waiting for Kawhi. He's going, oh, he's better than LeBron. No, he's not. By the way, LeBron, you can't miss three free throws in a row. God. I know I nitpick, but these are things that great players do at the end of games. You make those free throws. You can't go 1-for-4. But you can't be mailing this in against the Suns. We saw that last year in the bubble. They won all eight of their games. They were not messing around. And with Chris Paul, they're going to keep that team in every game. They just will. He knows how to be a leader on that team. We've seen that this year. So that's why I said you want the Lakers early, because I think once they start to get a little healthier, then you're not going to stop them. If they don't win the title, I think it's because they got knocked off early. Yeah, Paul.
Wouldn't you have loved to have seen the meeting at NBA headquarters when they heard that LeBron was at a tequila event and broke protocol?
that's probably Commissioner Silver.
We have some audio of his reaction.
Yeah, that's the actual audio of the commissioner. Now, if you're LeBron, do you do a Commissioner Silver tequila?
Oh,
boom!
Wow!
Boom!
Look at you.
Yep. Maybe we just come up with a Commissioner Silver tequila here.
Wow.
On the Dan Patrick Show.
They got to be sitting there at the office thinking, well, we can't suspend LeBron because that's horrible for business.
I know.
We'll take a couple days of heat for giving him special treatment, but imagine if it went the other way and they said, yeah, we're going to make LeBron sit for 14 days. Are you kidding me?
I know.
He could have been crowd diving at a Lollapalooza event, and they're not suspending LeBron. No, he could have been in the gallery behind Phil Mickelson yesterday with no clothes on, and they're not suspending him. There's nothing he could do to get suspended for more than a game.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. And McLovin, the poll question from the first hour, we'll get some phone calls, and then Sir Nick Faldo will join us.
Most impressive old guy feat in the last few years. The choices were Serena Williams winning at 36, the Australian Open, Tom Brady, 43, Super Bowl, Phil Mickelson or LeBron in 35. Phil is beating Tom.
Okay.
Close.
Recency bias. Fritzy has a limerick on the PGA Championship. By the way, Greek freak Ben Simmons, make free throws.
I was about to ask, when you said LeBron had trouble, I was like, uh-oh, what about it? You must not have been happy with Giannis on Saturday.
And then they called him for a violation. He went longer than 10 seconds at the free throw line. But make free throws. I should not be able to shoot free throws better than Ben Simmons and the Greek Freak. I shouldn't, but I can. Anytime they want to shoot, donate the money to charity. I'd be more than happy to do that. I'd even help them with their free throw shooting. Yes, Todd. Are you ready with your limerick?
I am.
Okay. This is a PGA Championship limerick with Sir Todd Fritz.
The cheers at 18 gave a chill. At the edge of our seats, we were still. At times, he's been hefty, but he's always been lefty. Another Wanamaker trophy for Phil.
Okay. Don't know if I would have gone with the hefty, but, you know.
I needed a good word to rhyme with lefty. He'd been a little bit on the heavy side, and I for one, unfortunately, know what it's like to have a few.
Well, good luck getting Phil on the show now.
Did you just go, I can make that joke on him?
I kind of can.
You kind of just like, yeah, but it's okay, I can make that joke.
Why don't you do what Phil does now and work out?
That's not a bad idea.
Thank you, Todd.
Who wouldn't want to work out like Phil Mickelson?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to slim down?
Yeah. Would people be going crazy if he was only 49? They wouldn't, but it's the big 50. He's 50. And there's nobody who thinks Phil Mickelson looks, acts, sounds, plays like he's 50. No one. Yeah, Paul.
If someone tells you, hey, you're in good shape for your age, is that a compliment?
No.
It's not a compliment.
No, because my wife will say, God, you look good for your age. And I go, do I look good? How about you just stop there? But she'll compare me to guys that I hang out with. And she'll say, you know, I was looking at such and such. You look good for your age. I said, wait, so I look good because he doesn't look good.
That's not bad, though.
It's not good.
Yeah.
No. How about you just look good? Yes, Todd.
There are also people, men and women, that intentionally hang out with people that they know they're more attractive than. Just so they can kind of feel a little bit better about themselves.
And that's why we hang out with you.
I just walked right into that, didn't I?
T-ball.
I always look like I'm in good shape.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I hang around you. I hang around you all the time.
Big smile on Andrew back there with his back row, buddy. Yep.
Yep. McLovin.
Oh, you're the good looking guy on the back row. Wow. I actually never.
Yeah. All right. And there it is.
That was a stretch.
Yeah. Davis in Tennessee. Davis, welcome to the program.
Hey, DP, how's it going?
Good, Davis.
My best and worst for the weekend. Best, I got a trader over the weekend, and it's great. My wife thinks I'm a grill master now.
Awesome.
I can make anything.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I love the Mystique. That's my favorite so far. And worst of the weekend, I think McLovin will appreciate this. It's LeBron and his acting job, especially yesterday with this whole arm thing. He acted like Bucky Barnes, like his arm just fell off. Like I can
Marvel
understand
reference.
Flopping, but yeah, I can understand the flopping, but the fact that he's acting and all this, he's hurt all the time. I can't get down with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the best athletes we have in the world, one of the biggest athletes, and it just feels like when LeBron gets injured, goes down, falls, it's dramatic. He doesn't hide anything. He wants you to know, you know, that Chris Paul boxed him out and you know, he went down hard. And Draymond Green with the you know, the smack to the eye there. Yeah, see.
And the play-by-play is so dramatic, too. You know, the LeBron James, he's down on one knee. Like he's a boxer or something.
Yeah. Chris in North Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. 6'3", 225. Best and worst of the weekend. Just want to say Phil Mickelson for sure. Man of his age, winning a major championship like that, it's what an astounding accomplishment. Worst of the weekend, I would have to say, is the crowd there at the end. I did enjoy seeing them surround the golfers, but as soon as Phil hit his approach shot and seeing the crowd basically swarm both him and Brooks Koepka, I was very concerned, especially for Brooks. I was really waiting for Bill Murray to show up to start setting off explosives, Rodney Dangerfield to show up with the convertible and the dancing, you know, dancing little furry fur in there at the end with the credits rolling. So,
all right.
Appreciate the call, Dan.
Yeah, a little Caddyshack reference there. Yeah, that crowd surprised me. We've seen that a couple of times before. But when you have a security guard, So they have a thin piece of rope there. And what it is it's an agreement that, hey, I can't stop you guys. There's 5,000 of you and there's three of us here. And we have an agreement. Can you stay on the other side of this thin rope? When I put my hands up, then you got to be quiet. And it just felt like you weren't going to listen to the crossing guard anymore. You're like, nope, we're jaywalking here. No crowds for, what, almost 2 years? Phil Mickelson is going to win at age 50. Sorry, we're going to blow right by you. And that's what happened yesterday. All right, we'll take a break. Sir Nick Faldo. By the way, George Foreman was 45 when he became the oldest heavyweight champ in the world. And he defeated 26-year-old Michael Moore. It's a pretty big deal. It was back at the time that George did that at the age of 45. By the way, Moore went into that fight with a record of 35-0. George dedicated his win to all my buddies in the nursing homes. We'll take a break. How significant was this win for Phil Mickelson? What's it mean for Phil Mickelson? 20 after the hour, we'll talk to Sir Nick Faldo right after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You finding it harder to keep up with the younger guys at the gym or the office? Not me. Not me. I take M-Drive, everyday supplement for guys who want to compete with guys 20 years younger.
None of that for your age nonsense with M-Drive.
No. It's like Paulie said today, hey, you look thin. You're able to tuck in your T-shirt.
And then I stopped there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, for your age.
No, you look good.
For my age.
You said it, not me.
I'm just trying to preemptive strike. Clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive helps you burn more fat, stay lean, boost your drive. Go to mdrivedan.com. Try it for yourself. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. That's mdrivedan.com, or you'll find M-Drive at Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. Stay on top of your game. Feel young. Don't let these young guy whippersnappers get the best of you. mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change, things change, people change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Monday, May 31st, American Ninja Warrior is back. New ninjas, rising stars, new teenagers, new age of ninja begins. Premiere of American Ninja Warrior Monday on NBC, streaming right here on Peacock the next day. By the way, check out the new merch that we have. Some great stuff. Go to danpatrick.com. We got thumbs up to Phil. We got a couple of t-shirts, a tribute to the tight end position. New Meat Friday shirts as well. Go to danpatrick.com and get all the updates there. We're waiting for Nick Faldo, Sir Nick Faldo, to join us. If you start to look at athletes with long stretches of sports relevancy, famous, great on the field or court, LeBron in 2002, Serena 1999, Tom Brady, 2001. Michael Phelps was 2003 to 2016. Phil Mickelson was 1992. Still going. LeBron, Serena, Brady, Phil, still going. Pretty incredible. Have that longevity. But you have to invest in your health. And LeBron has done that. Serena's done it. We know Brady's done it. Phil had to do it. But I think to have this longevity, there's no secret to it. You know, Brady talks about pliability, just stretching, just, you know, having elasticity. And then, you know, you eat right, you do the right things. LeBron has done this. Serena's done this. You know, Brady's had two knee surgeries, had one many years ago against Kansas City Chiefs that knocked him out for a season, and then off season had knee surgery. And the fact that he was playing in the Super Bowl and he needed knee surgery is still pretty impressive. But I said you could have anybody's career out of that group. You can have LeBron, Serena, Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson, or Michael Phelps. I'm going to take LeBron. I'm going to take LeBron. But I'm factoring in everything with LeBron. He's a billionaire. Brady's greatest of all time. Serena's greatest of all time. Phil is just one of the greats of all time. And then Michael Phelps is the most decorated athlete, Olympic athlete that we have. Yeah, Paulie.
In my mind, I want to say Phelps because he seems like history's going to be really good to him. Like 100 years from now, I think he'd still be the greatest Olympian. But I wouldn't want that lifestyle where you work and work and work and you only get to kind of apply your trade a couple times a year or every 4 years, really.
Yeah, see.
When you run down a list like this, it's kind of almost like, what did you imagine as a kid? And then that's the one you would pick. Like, I would probably think LeBron because I spent so much time as a kid imagining being an NBA player or playing in college and then going to the draft and doing your little highlight reels, you know, in your head while you're out there playing. That it's tough to not go with that.
Let's bring in Nick Faldo, the CBS lead golf analyst, was on the call yesterday at Kiowa. Phil, let me start out with, or Nick, let me start out with a poll question. McLovin, would you give Nick the poll question?
Okay, most impressive old guy feat. Phil Mickelson winning at 50, Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl 43, Serena winning a major at 36, or LeBron winning an NBA title at 35?
Well, you know, I'm going with Phil because, you know, our game demands, is an individual sport. Okay, so is tennis. But, you know, we have to deal with so much. Tennis is a reaction sport, isn't it? Somebody whacks a ball at you and you leap around and get it. But golf, you got to stand and think about it. And for a long time, you're on the golf course for 5+ hours. And it's all that thinking time. And to deal with, you know, the negativity or, you know, anything from negativity, frustrations to loss of trust or whatever. That's what I think is so impressive with this. You know, when you get older, you definitely lose your nerve. Phil's had to fight that in different ways. And this has been a really long process. He didn't fix this in the last 3 weeks or have this dream, I'm going to win. This has probably been a 3-year project, you know, to get himself physically strong enough, fit enough, you know, the dietary side, all that sort of thing. But then this mental strength is, for me, the most interesting one. I mean, we sat together at Augusta, in Champions locker room, and, you know, he asked me, how are you able to concentrate? And I said, well, I was fine. I said, because, you know, I had purpose in every shot, even in practice, I had purpose. Probably came from when I was a kid, because I, you know, when I started playing golf, I only had one green, one bunker, one flag. So I was constantly aiming at something. So every shot had purpose. So that happened accidentally or naturally. So, you know, I think maybe he gleaned a little bit from this, and he went into this new mode of being able to really focus and have clear intentions, 100% commitment. But more importantly, he dealt with a couple of those bad shots on Saturday really well. You know, the two pulls on, you know, well, there was a 12 and 13 with the tee, a couple of little blocks, but he hit a couple of great irons, you know, 14 and 17 on Saturday. Comes out, they first green, how about that? Leaves the first putt 15 feet short. And you think, wow, well, that makes sense. You're 50, the nerves are going to get a bit jangled. And no, he had this, you could see the way he was completely in the zone, whether that was probably manufactured in some ways. You had to push himself to think through the process. I can relate to that. That's what happened to me in 96. It was, you know, it was my best mental round because I wasn't as super confident as early 90s. And you have to mentally, okay, all right, here we go. What am I trying? What do I want to do? How am I going to do it? How's it going to feel? That I do all your check, go through the checklist where before it happened like that kind of thing. So I think that's why putting all of that together, this really is an off the charts, incredible performance.
What's the first thing to leave you, though, as you get older as a golfer?
Yeah, well, I guess it will be, some say touch. I would say it's trust or self-belief, whatever that might, you know. And that gets dented. I don't know what the percentage would be, but obviously when you face shots, what you saw last week, with incredible demand, and you can see all the hazards everywhere. You know darn well, if I pull it into that bunker and I go in the hay, I am in trouble. So that, I think, is what goes. You look down at golf ball and you're like, I don't like the look of that one. I don't like the look of that shot. And you don't know, and you try to deal with it and you can't. And so if you've gone into a shot thinking, I don't like this, it's a bit of negativity, and then it comes off negative, guess what? It's almost like a tick in the negative box, isn't it? Where if you can, you face that challenge, you look down and go, oh, I don't like that light. Oh, this is a really difficult shot. But I can move my target to, yeah, that will do me. And I can do this and I can do that. So you've walked your way through it and then you stand up and do it. Well, then you've dealt with the situation. And that's what, you know, that's what pressure is all about, isn't it? Is when the level of the intensity or the situation, you're not prepared for it. That's pressure. But if you know how to, you have prepared and you know how to handle the situation, that's how you deal with pressure.
Why do you think Phil's the people's champion?
Well, he gives back. He gives good entertainment. You know, he's a full on entertainer now. Look at his social media. All he loves to entertain, and he comes up with his own words now, what have you. first man to call a chip shot sexy, you know. So things like that. So,
but you didn't play that way. You were pretty focused. Like, could you have engaged, played to the crowd at all?
I would have loved to, because I believed. Again, it's your beliefs, isn't it? And where you come from and how you're taught. You know, I believe to stay focused and play within myself. And, you know, and I had to do that. And then I kind of kicked myself because, as you can tell, I got a bit more personality than what I probably displayed on the golf course. That my very good friend, sports psychology, said, I could have taught you to switch in and out. You could have switched off and gone and reacted with the crowd, stolen the kid's bag of chips or something, you know, something silly, come back to the bag and then go, as soon as you grab, put your hand on the driver head or something, you can go back into golf mode. So I kind of wish I'd known that a lot earlier, but I didn't. But, you know, Phil stayed in golfing mode that whole weekend, probably the whole week, but obviously very evident at the weekend how, you know, some psychologists would say, oh, you've got to wander off and dream of the purple monkey and all this sort of thing. But no, he walked and he was completely engrossed in what he was doing and staying and controlling himself. And I'm sure his heart was leaping out of his chest at times, but, you know, he did a, and, you know, he played great. Yes, he hit some really great shots, some unsung great shots. Like he hit a 5-iron out the rough at the ninth. I mean, that was a seriously good golf shot. That, you know, that won't get talked about. But for me, when I saw that, you know, landed it 20 feet, I was like, wow, you know, that was very impressive. The two shots down 10, very impressive. And to have all of, and to have all of that, that incredible atmosphere between all those exchanges, you know, we'd never known anything like it. Yet they had five exchanges of two shots or more, three shots on the second hole. That's, we get one of those a weekend in a tournament. We all go, oh, maybe there's a two-shot swing here, and it doesn't happen. But have five of them in 10 holes? That was, I thought that was riveting stuff, wasn't it? I thought you couldn't, golfer or non-golfer, that was worth watching.
More impressive, though, Tiger in 2019 at Augusta or Phil this weekend?
Yeah, well, Tiger is another amazing, you know, Tiger went 11 years and all the surgeries and all that sort of thing. And yes, of course, Tiger's number one, your choice, Jack or Tiger, who's the greatest. So, you know, I think the Tiger comeback was greater than this Phil one. But, you know, this is incredible. Like, that's why you have these shows. You can sit and argue for hours, whether it was one, two or three.
Phil doesn't act, look or play like he's 50, Nick.
No, well, that's credit to him. Yes. That's commitment.
But unbelievable
commitment. You've got to give him credit for that. He's changed. I spoke to him at the Masters in November, and because I went straight to, so, you know, how do I get more club head speed? Because he's done a great job. Very few, you know, you get older, the club goes slower, doesn't it? But he suddenly comes out with 6 miles an hour more club heads, where 6.3s are 18. That's how we work it. Six, you know, a mile an hour gives you 3 yards. So 18 more yards, 20 more yards. And I said, like a rookie, how do I get more clubs? Well, and he went and starts with the mind. You've got to train the mind to get to the body to move faster. And, you know, okay, so I'm taking, and then you go to the gym and you start working on specific exercises, you know, to get the power in the body in the right place, the explosion. So you go through all these different posts before you start swinging speed sticks and things like that to get the club, you know, otherwise you'd tear your shoulders or something. So it wasn't a 5-minute process, you know, that was months of training to build up to get to that. And, you know, the dietary, he done crazy diet things, you know, when he goes on whatever he goes on, you know, his fruit diet for a week or so right before the Open, a couple of years. But anyway, it's commitment, incredible commitments. You cannot knock that in any way.
I thought what Brooks Koepka was attempting to do was equally impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick, he had a dislocated knee. He had ligament damage. He had surgery in March.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on one leg at Augusta.
Yeah.
But for him to be out there in the final group, I mean,
that, again,
pretty impressive. That
he, I did mention if Phil was, you know, the weekend goes, it's a mental game. Phil's looking mentally, looking after his actual mind and his technique. And Brooks' mind was looking after his body. I gleaned that his team were unbelievably concerned, as he even said, when you've got five people watching you train and watching this knee. But he said he was taped up. He was on painkillers, all sorts of things like that. But they just wanted to get him to Monday. You know, that he knew actually the hardest thing apparently was, you know, walking from green to tee through all the different sand areas, yeah. the wood planks, noise. So he was really concerned that one little slip, and he was even concerned apparently even playing off uneven lies, you know, even one knee up, one knee down. So, you know, that was a huge mental effort on him. And just coming out and driving it poorly for that front nine. I mean, if he'd hit a decent tee shot on number two, after birdie and one, might have been a very different story, but it wasn't. And it, he faltered. He really struggled to get the ball on the fairway until he finally found a couple at the end. So, the Phil got the up, you know, managed to get the upper hand.
But also, you look at the par fives, that was the difference. Phil was three under, and Brooks was three over.
Brutal. You know, so he pulls the tee shot on two, clatters in the trees, probably. Fortunately, it didn't go in a hazard. And then I don't know why I called it on there. I said, I don't know why he tried to hit a three wood on a left to right wind on seven and blocks it into those trees. You know, that would have been, for me, sensible, knock it down front edge, or rather 80 yards, 60, 80 yards, pitch it in. That would have been a different story. So, and again, and then he was struggling off the tee through down 11, 10 and 11, cost him a couple there. So, yeah, Phil played beautifully. You know, he thought about every shot, committed everything. Short game was amazing. Didn't really miss a putt that really was going to be like, wow, he's in trouble. So it was excellent stuff.
What would you have shot on that course yesterday?
I'd still be finishing it. He's still out. Send out the search party.
No, it's like so, when they run the marathon, and then there's the guy who it's taken 8 hours to run the marathon.
Yeah, he comes in the next morning. No, I would hate to think on that wind. I'd be lucky to break 80. I really would. I would take a 78 right now, sitting here right now.
What's the biggest number you ever had on a hole?
I think I had a 10 once, I think. But you kind of delete that from your mind. So I'm going with one. If I'm being really honest, I think it's once. But I'd probably tell everybody, no, 9 was my worst.
What's that like, though, when you're writing down a 10?
It's numbing, isn't it? Because you
I can tell you how I feel when I write.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But when you got three on the card, it was spare. Yeah, so. But yeah, when you do it for the first time, and so I played with Simon Hobdy, and you know, and he took a 10 on one hole, and he goes, "Okay, Simon," he said, "relax, you know, count to 10. Good idea, Simon. Count to 10. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's out your mightiest F." Screaming across the golf course. 10. Just, okay, Simon, I feel a lot better now. That's better. Okay, off we go. So,
hey, there's some great players who put up big numbers.
Well, last week, I came up with a stat, which I was amazed. 2010, they had 110 players had 7 or more. Wow. Well, sorry, it was 110 times it happened.
Yeah.
How about, and I think we were very close to it again. So that is quite shocking, is it? It's that there were 7, 8, 9s, and 10s last week. Yeah.
Humbling sport.
It sure is. Sure is.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. And
all right, thanks.
Do you have any of your trophies there?
I do. What do you want to see?
Well, let me see what
what you fancy.
You got three Masters.
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay. All right. So Nick Faldo there with his he won 3 Open championships and won the Masters 3 times, finished 2nd at the PGA Championship and 2nd at the U.S. Open.
So these are really special because look, they're like half size. So originally,
the claret jug. Yep.
So originally, we weren't allowed to make a full size one as our replica. We had to do it ourselves. So I had these made by the Garrards of London, you know, the Crown Jewelers, And you can't, but these are so unique because even on the flute, I've got all the names. It took him 3 months to engrave them. So these are works of art because all the names as best we can, and the plinths. So those are pretty darn special.
Can you drink? Can you drink out of the claret jug?
Of course you can. What a silly question. Yeah, look, it works. It's got its own little.
Have you had a drink out of the claret jug?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course, you've got to have a splash of claret, haven't you? Out of the claret jug.
And then you have your. They give you a miniature Masters.
Now, hang on.
Okay. All right. He's running like a little kid. It's like he's in somebody else's house here.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, I love that.
These are really special. Where's the front door? That's the right way around. So we didn't get these until 1990 was the first one. So I had to have another one for 1989 made. Which year is this one? It's always nice when you can brag. Which one is that one? there we go. That is 1989. You know,
your first one.
Pretty
great.
Good, eh?
Yeah, that's great. Hey, it's great to always catch up with you. Thanks for
guided toward the trophy.
Yes,
cabinet.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's nice to have a trophy case. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's yours. That's yours in front of you, isn't it?
I got some sports Emmys here, but how about could I give you 3 sports Emmys for 1 claret jug?
No.
Okay. All right. 4? 4?
No.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
These are like, I'm sure your Emmys are like babies too as well, but these are babies.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, you won those. I needed help to win mine.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Fanny helped you too.
Yeah, she did a good job. Pulled the right club here and there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you listened to her. Hey, thanks as always. Great stuff this past weekend. Thank you, buddy.
All right, cheers. Good to see you.
Nick Faldo. More phone calls, our best and worst, coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fado was fun. He's a guy that when he played didn't have any personality, or at least you didn't think he had any personality. The fact that you're not quite sure which Masters trophy, was this 95, 96? A couple of phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, and I was there with his last major when he won the Masters, when he beat Greg Norman. And famous quote from Rick Riley. I talked to him on Saturday night, and you had Greg Norman, I think, had a 6-stroke lead. And I said, what do you think tomorrow? And he goes, Greg Norman always finds the banana peel. Never forget that comment from Rick Riley. Jordan in South Carolina. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, DP. How you guys doing?
Great. Best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, obviously, was getting to follow Phil down the 18th fairway. It was a special moment in my life and something I'll definitely cherish the rest of my life. Worst of the weekend, unfortunately, was my South Carolina Gamecocks baseball team losing the rubber match against Tennessee, which will probably hinder us from being a host in the regional this year.
Did security try to stop you from surrounding Phil? No?
No, they didn't. The lines were up, and they kind of just, like, dropped. And so we just kind of just fall right in. It was like almost like a mob mentality. It just kind of pushed us, and we just followed right on through. It was pretty intense.
All right. Well, thank you, Jordan. Yeah, I was wondering about that because when you have security, there's an agreement that you're just going to obey what they say. Now, you could push through a piece of rope, go underneath it, drop it. But it just felt like you had, you know, 5 security people there and you had a couple thousand fans that wanted to kind of enjoy the moment there with Phil Mickelson. All right, final hour coming up. If you missed what Reggie Miller had to say comparing Phil Mickelson with Kobe Bryant, have that for you coming up. More phone calls as well, best and worst of the weekend. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. A couple of people have sent out tweets comparing McLovin to a handsome movie star. They must be drinking. Final hour in this Monday, Dan and the Danettes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.